damage b'shabbos. That's exactly the point we're discussing. Klolim, pratim will have to come, I guess, a little bit later. But the klolim themselves are extraordinarily important, and we've been, going slowly through these various halachas. Not so simple at all. Every single case is another story, and every single case has to be analyzed appropriately. If you don't analyze it appropriately, you come to the wrong conclusions. Okay. Let's discuss Rabosai, where we left off yesterday. We're discussing the situation of... one more safer? The Hilchos Shabbos? The Shabbos? It's on? That's where we left off yesterday. We left it in the middle. I want to continue where we left off. I want to show you inside. I can't show everything inside, but some of the things inside. This issue of Tinoch Shenishbo is not limited to Hilchos Shabbos. So it applies over here, as we saw. Thank you so much. But it also applies in other areas, and it's time to see how we treat individuals today. It's not a simple matter. While we're waiting for this thing to go on, is he already? I'm going to tell you my Torah that I wrote at a wedding yesterday, and while waiting for that interminable prep for the chuppah, it took about an hour, I think, from the time I sat down to...
37 late, because I was there for an hour and 37 minutes.
There you go. So I want to hold my Torah, but I'll tell you about it some other time. Okay. Since we have it, let's get it while we can still get it. Don't take any chances. It's beautiful music, I must say that. But still, it took a long time. We're discussing, Rabosai, the issue of what's considered to be a Tinek Shenishba, especially what we call Bizman Azeh. Okay, so the question is, these days, do you mal a kid who is not going to be from? Look at the brackets. Mikomakom lomol es b'neiem kayom molin osan afilu b'shabbos v'fishem modin b'milo priya k'toras Yisrael shikatali b'zeh v'shakotla v'rabatala ashkenazi v'hashach. Now this seems to be a very, very quick summary which doesn't give full vent to what's printed. I'm paskin. What's found actually in the source that he himself quoted. I like to see things in the original. Let's look at the original, because seeing it on the screen is a screen. So it's a screen of something that's written today. That's one thing. But let's look at these, if we're going to look at screens already, let's look at screens of classical sources that were written a long time ago. I don't think we had a chance to see the Shach yesterday, am I correct? We ran out of gas, right? That's what happened?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the Shach. Before we ran out again, Chalila, let's hope that we will last through this one. Okay, so the Shach of the Hilchos Mila talks about when you do a Mila, when you don't do a Mila on Shabbos. Watch this. This is quite surprising. At first glance, you think this is something, this is rather strict. Look what it says. What happens? Do you do a Bris Mila for someone who has a father who's not Jewish and a mother who's Jewish? Li nires the Shach. Afili nasi mumeres, a person is not Jewish and is married to a Jewish woman who converted to the church. You get married in the church. Nami molin b'shabbos bein anolin man. Shem chayav b'michol ha-mitzvos. B'Yisrael is the nokan ha-itur. Emshe lo lafuki mumeres, lafuki el v'kacham. The mother's Jewish. The mother's not Jewish. I got to do a Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Yeah.
this like via Mila? Like, how are they getting? How are you getting a hand on the baby?
Good question. They want to do it. But you need lo mashmachi. Ain't no machzikim. Oh, so sheyetze the tarbus ro. Why? Kevin Shimu Yisrael. That's the lashon of the Perek Habayis. Umeviyatur. No, it can't be. Must be balayitur. Viyatur mashma. Tavisal gadaitach hamina. Kevin the oven mumar. Nachzikel sheyot the tarbus ro. Yetz tarbus ro. Lo machzikin emachi. Why? Kevin Shimu Yisraelis. Avshim mumeres also matorchi. It's passing halacha lemais. If both parents are on krum, and the kid's not going to be in Shomer Shabbos, should they be in Shabbos? How else are you to read it? Unless Tarbas Rami means only the church. The parents are from not going to the church. What does Tarbas Rami mean? Let's go fight. Watch this. Hakaroim, Kozman Shal Yadabu Toa, means like bad things. Ala Rabbonim. We saw this expression yesterday in different sources. Lo yislot tzu of the divrei Rabbi Sena Kadoshim, chach mei Mishnah Bashas. Nochal lana lechavdam lo lechas lishol b'shlomam, afilu b'bateyem, lo b'neim afilu b'shabbos. If they do a proper bris milah. Why? Ay, but they're karoyim. Well, the dilema nafik min ayozara ma'alya, v'hadi b'tshuf, so they come back in tshuva. Rabbi Nohai said the same thing. Now, wait a minute. What's the connection between whether they are speaking Torah and the slotet and the fact that their children are becoming Baal Tshuva? Get an impression, straight read, doesn't matter if kids become Baal Tshuva. You have no right doing business, such as Mila B'Shabbos, for a family if they are making fun of both the living sages and the deceased sages of our tradition. That's the simple reading of this citation. So I made a B'Tzalash now, as you say. The Rambam, I made no Haim Yisrael. Which is one of the conditions that was discussed earlier. Adrava, Borchem and Kiborechman and Nochash. They run from a chacham like someone runs from a snake. Ooh. They misfiled in the Shalom cloud. The Shunim b'chol the rain. Asu lama b'neim b'Shabbos. Then he throws in another thing. They don't believe in the Priya. We can't do it. It's such a convoluted citation. Which one is it? Is it as long as surgically the meal is correct, you can do it? That's the last line. Or no, there's a whole other background. So we saw it, right? So it's, to me, I don't have the full citation here in front of me. Look in the Psalm, Charlie, Sof, Sim, and Gimel. Maybe we should look it up. You know, they have a response and see what to make of this, because it's not clear. Psalm, we'll see where it fits in. No, he's not a Rishon Benin. He's not. It's hard to know who's a Rishon, who's an Achron, exactly. Something in between. Everyone starts with the first name is Rabbi. It is. It's an Achron, the original. Okay. Sof, Sim, and Gimel. Anything about it at all. Which is a mistake, typo. So. Whatever. We're not going to spend more time here. Once it's a typo, then anything's possible. So we'll just go back. Anyway, so it's unclear. Oh, no. Please, we have to get nervous. Why don't you go back to the same page? Oh, I pressed the wrong one. Sorry. Good. That's what he said. That's the Iker. So the Iker is, even though Bismana Zeh, the Rad Raz writes in the Rambam, we try to get into the Tshuva. Umecharfin Balei HaKabbalah, and they yell at us and they embarrass us and they disgrace all the people of the Besorah from all the generations, even including today. So Tinum Kemezidim, Mitzvah Lohoridim. It's not considered to be a Tinum Shenishba according to the Radvaza, not Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Alach Gimel, in Hilchas Mamrim. Tinum Shenishba is someone whose father was a Karoi, grandfather was a Karoi, and today he's living with Karoim. So the Radvaza, if you try to make them frum and then they scream back and yell back, it's not included in the Rambam's leniency, even with respect to Moridin.
What's Moridin?
It was an expression in the Masechta of Zohar Chavav. Moridin below Malam. Someone who was certain individuals put him into a pit. In the old days, they put him into a pit. They would just disappear. Okay? So it's a question. That's what's says in the Gemara. So the Rambam says that Tinus Shenishba is not included in that category. And the Radvaz is saying no. In his day, when they would speak to the Karoim and they wouldn't listen, they would insult the Chazal. So you go back to the original din of Marina. Now, did he actually do it in the Radvaz? I have my doubts. There is a Chazanish, which is world famous, that says that it's not true. How we have Chazanish? Does this have to get on together for separately?
Yeah.
Let's see what Chazanish says. Always important to see what it says inside. We don't have to. See things, these important things, it's worth seeing in it yourself. Thank you. Right there. Right there.
Oh.
Thank you. So the Chaznish talks about this very at the beginning of Yoredeya. The following discussion is world famous, this Chaznish. The whole world talks about it. The question is, how far is it? Should we accept it? The Chazanish is famous to discussing the question of Tinus Shenishba nowadays. Right? What kind of status does he have? What about the people who are not from nowadays? There were so many people not from at that time. That, as I mentioned to you yesterday, that, you know what, I can't get it, it's not working. I'll get it from here. Because he quotes Chazanish. I think I did show you yesterday already. Oh, what does Chazanish say? Quote: Tinach Shenish v'Dinah Yisrael Shereshusim v'Teres Shubecheska Shem Yodiyehu Yishtad Le'imah Shiyosha V'Lo Yosid. Therefore, the Pirsha Avosim Midakei Tzibur V'Nisgad Alelom Torah Tinach Yisrael L'Chol Davar Tzorach Limud Tzorach Lomud Shir Yodiyosav V'Lo Choshev Mezim Osim Shadinah Le'Onas. So he doesn't understand it. How can it be? If he doesn't believe in all those Shubas Ram we saw yesterday, we won't Chas V'Shalom put him into a pit. Not his fault. We still can't count him, not for a minion and not for an Erev. Nothing. He doesn't understand this Chazanish. Doesn't understand. Doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. That's what he says. So I want to show you more inside, but for the moment we'll forget about it. But I want to show you something which is very, very important for both sides. Oh, and by the way, once we're here already, this is we saw just now in the Shach. Then he goes another Shach. Can you be Malva Beribis to someone who is in that category? So you see, Rabosai, three Gedolim, the Rambam's Inyan Onesh, for that risk we consider Manusin, but ain't in the King Yisrael, there's not even a Mitzvah Yosef, he claims. They're not included in the Chayach Icha Imach, and therefore you lend them the ribbis. Even though they're anusim, but Bechiru v'Poel ain't Dinukhi Yisrael. Can you imagine you can lend someone who's in this category, lend them money and take ribbis? He's not considered to be a Chicha. But it's not his fault. Yeah, I told you. Onus Lav Kaman Yavid. It's not his fault at all. You can't punish him. But in a positive sense, he's not included in the brotherhood, if I'm using that expression. A Chicha. Look at the quotes. This is the Radvaz. The Beis Yosef was machmir, not to be malva beribis. Okay? Because ribis, he says, that's not really doing anything. Other mitzvahs, he says, no. Maybe you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos here. And there are all. He is the one who knocked at the chayim against teaching with Karun. He is the one who said, there are nusim, not that I was cloud. But docha medaikim but Rambam, shirak ein roya lehogro, alim hogro mein anosh. No! If you kill a karoy, it's manazei yachai misa. And he rejected that expression, ein lemayr lehogro. Oh, you kill him slowly, you kill him after a while, and into the tshuva. He rejected all that. So the Rambam is the biggest karoy fan. The biggest karoy fan. Even after many years, they told him that into the tshuva, still, like the Chazanish, that it wasn't their fault. Still, he said, you have to be mechadim as hachachamim, lo yu mezalzim v'mo'adeh shem v'kodosh v'faresya. He said it two or three times, it's a tshuva sara'am. Again? And therefore, it's the Yikuvah. They have to really show a Shabbat to Faresya. Shreklach. This is terrible. The Machal Shabbat Faresya, which today everyone is, that they would, we should really look inside what it says. Let's see if we get this one there properly. Shut the wrong Simon Nun Zayin. I like to always see the originals. If you can see the originals, it's the Zayin. Wrong. Right here, look at this. Right above Rabbi Salah Ganaji. Is there wrong? Right here. Now we'll see if we do better. I couldn't get the other one. Let's see, sit on the other side. See what happens. Make sure it's not a typo. It's not a typo. So. Karoyim! It's right. What do you do to the Karoyim? How do you treat them? Okay. There's a lot of poetry and polemics over here. Oh, that's about Cherim over here. Okay. These prophecies are so long. That Cherim, not Shkaroim, is not Cha. He's Mat of Cherim. That's what we saw before. Good. Then his letters to the Rambam. Taught them. Oh. Trying to show the right thing. Oh, Jaina Karoy, my enemy, also a minim shako from Tchila Vitara Shabape, Sodic and Bisis. It is self spokoifer, no reading. They're b'nei osim amin. Who b'nei b'nei and korof l'alpayim shana? What? 2,000 years? I guess so. Me'oz arayom hazeh. Tinek shenishu ben agoyim. Shenishtakadu ben atorah siyadu. She'af alpi she'shama hakach shu yehudi. En anachim betzuvim la'anisho. Onus. Gidlu agam al-tusam. Rambam. Shlish shemichus marmim. Let's read the Rambam again. Mishen emoda betorah shabal peh. Right? Who is he? Minim umisasu bidei kol adam. She despise him, she'll call for betorah, she'll bapeh, marinosu, lo malamosu, kishakla minim apakursim, b'med ramburim, ish she'll call for betorah, she'll bapeh, makshavtum vidvorm, she'nir lo, v'alach hafer shiris libo, v'yachu idat, lo akala v'kol for betorah, she'll bapeh, tchilo, b'chen kol atol ma'achro, v'al b'nei hatoim, u'b'nei b'neihem, she'dichos, lo avol seyem, v'nol gu b'minus, v'gol gidlu osam olav, Make a tinnik, shinishmul ben agoyim, figilu al dosim shuanus, abish a shamach hakach shu yehudi, ferro a yehudim bedosa, ferik onus, shuigilu al tusa, kach elu b'nei osam atom ha'olchim bedach evoseim, figil roar lachzirim b'tshuvu l'moshkan bedach eshalim ad shiyat v'achzu eitzan ha'torah, lo yamayir odom lahorgan, quote, ein l'dach teik, as some did, yamam al yamayir odom lahorgan, No. Shake for Dima also the Tinnish and Israel, the men are going. Shane Ben Bob is Klaal, a piece of Yorot to Lashem Beshuva, There's another Chumas Rambam. Here we go to our Indian. Yemalban Eman Shabbos. Again, it's a Chazar from yesterday. We're all the Chalak Lem Kovid. The Scarabet to the Master Yosher. We're being a Sadnova. Derek Hemes V'Sholom. Calls man. It's a precondition. Shekam Heim Yisnag. We manu between us. V'yosem Ikshus Peh. V'loz us V'sayim. V'dab V'toh Al Chachmi Rabbani Shebedor V'chulem. Chabda, Olechas Lashol B'Shloma, B'Batem, Olechas Meim Tila B'Shabbos, etc., 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 etc. Okay, fine. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, the fact that you do the bris and Shabbos gives them covered means you chas, you can't kill him. Chalila v'chas. Doesn't mean lo yamar l'horam. You can never kill him. Never, ever, ever. Oh, it says, that we may between us, the Nazis of Messiah, Afal b'sheheim ha'vzikim b'tos ayu. They still think that they're right. But they have the decency. Can I use an expression which may raise some funny expressions? No. They're open. Those are the kind of smich. They're open. So these karoim are open. They think they're right. But the chachmei Yisrael think that they're right. Okay, we're open to that too. We're not going to make fun of them. Okay? Even though kevish l'mezazel b'chachmei ador. And then he adds a precondition. V'ena mechalim ha'mawadim b'faresya. You know, when they're mechalim b'seser, then it's okay. Get an impression. If they make fun of the chachamim, today of the chazal, if the Mechal Shabbos Mefaresya, they don't qualify for this, for all this kind of treatment. That's what it says. So the Yamar L'Horga means Lav Davka, as opposed to Tzadok and Baisis. The Yamar L'Horga, I'm hearing it. Ein B'Neim Klal Yamar L'Horga Marol Tzadok and Baisis. That's what it means. Don't make any big deal out of this deal. That's what he says. As far as Mila, we never stop doing Mal B'Neim. Okay, so the question is, we weren't successful making the Balei Tshuva. What does it sound like? Let's read again. Quotes the Gaon. There will be mutav. Mashu from the Gaon. Shemiach Hashem and Efsha Shiyachzul Lemutav. Bisman Ma. Shemal the King. I would try to make them true, he didn't succeed. Oh, but that's not doing in the future. Otherwise, he should have said, when Adailu Ishtadalu Lamzir, Ishtadalu Elam, he didn't say that. So, therefore, even though we tried, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. So, both sides, we should still do what we have to do, etc. But he says again, one more time, Lohoyim Mizazel and Bekvot Chachomim, Lohoyim Mechalim, Moed Hashem Beferhesia. Problem is today, those two preconditions don't exist. Don't exist. Ad kan, a long story. That's basically what he's saying over here. You teach them, hopefully they'll come back, etc. But again, he does have these two preconditions, which I don't think are applied today. Today, I think the Mechal Shabbos Parhesia, and they're making fun of the Chachamim. That's a problem. I get the impression that today that maybe we wouldn't have a status in Tinnish and Ishmael. It's exactly what this rabbi is saying, Rabbi Karp, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos Kshabbos, in the whole long kutras. But nowadays, things have changed. They will still mild their kids, because they're still Jewish. But in theory, according to what he's saying, in theory, we don't do this at all, Shemim Oridin, because they're Mechal Shabbos Mefarhesia. And they're making fun of the Chachamim. It's hard for me to understand what he's really saying fully. Just giving you whatever I could possibly give you in terms of the freshman he's quoting. Watch this now. One more source, which is relevant, coming up soon to Yontif. Mogen Avraham, Hilchas Yontif. Watch this. It says, "Hu levada yasa lachem." So you can cook for Yisrael and Yontif, but not for someone who is not Miklal Yisrael. Okay? Wadin the Sarah Karoyim? You can't cook for Karoyim? And some say Yesh Matir. So Machlok, if you cook for Karoyim, or don't you cook for Karoyim? Of course, the question is, what's the basis of this, of these original sources that are being quoted? And the best I can do is try to prove it, maybe he quotes, otherwise I have to show back to the... What? We're done already?
No, just this link is not working.
Sure, try again. Okay, I guess. So we'll go back. We'll go back, I'm sorry. We'll go back to where we came from. Yeah?
Do conservative or reform qualify under the parameters?
They're machal shal to Farhesia.
But part of it seems to be based on their attitude. Or like we saw, like, if potentially, if we were to talk to them, they would be
Kambali Tshuva. Well, let's say they don't. You talk to them, they don't. Now, I'm not giving any talk of right this based on what he's saying. I'm just telling you I'm just presenting what he's saying over here. That although the Ra'am was a tremendous liberal, and he helped the Karoyim all the time, but he made two preconditions. And they should make fun of the Chachmi and the Soro of today's Chachamim. And they should be Mechal Shabbat Faresim. But unfortunately, our brothers of the non-Orthodox groups, unfortunately, don't even fulfill either one of those conditions at the present time. Yeah.
Can you evaluate on a case-by-case basis?
Oh, for sure. But unfortunately, there are many who don't meet these two standards. That's a reality. But here's what he says. The Maharam quoted the Chumash Marashah. He gives you the original. Hakaroyim shebizmanenu shechoshvin shedosun hidas ha'emes. Who was the Osim Ritzon Koneh? The Dai Tosh of Apeh, and they keep Tosh of the Chassav. Zeritzon Koneh, if you have an Osim. They think they're serving God the proper way. So the Rambam says they're an Osim. See, he grew up in the Dachek Kfira, right? But what happened? Complete Kfira. He doesn't keep anything. These Karoim, have you ever met a Karoim? Isn't there a lot of shul in Yerushalayim, the old city?
Yeah.
I think they're Shabbos Shabbos. You know, maybe even more Shabbos Shabbos than us. They wouldn't put a light on Shabbos. Or Sivar
Oish. They're probably not really connected. Do you think they're...
Whatever. Let's assume that the time of the Marashach. They're firmer than we are. They don't put on a light on Shabbos. I mean, on Friday, we don't leave a light on. That's wacko. So they're observing Shabbos according to their misunderstanding. The question today... It's hard to say about a Reformed Jew. He's observing Shabbos according to his misunderstanding. He thinks that going to a football game is the way to keep Shabbos. It's hard to accept that. Now, it's just not his fault. What's going on? Makas have Yudim and Beis. Interesting about it. Ben Noach Nerag al Shoher lo Limo Derech Eretz lo Lama. So, here too. Everyone, they should have learned. That's the issue. He never heard of the Jews. He was baptized and grew up in a Christian world. Didn't know he's Jewish, didn't know there are Jews, didn't know that nothing. That's even knows he was taken to the Jews. He never saw a Jew in his life. And we should schazak the kfir of Yodesh Yisrael Batars Yisrael. Nechinucha kofeba lo bazediver Rambam klal. Proof, interesting proof. Because Rambam and Chos Marmim calls him Anusim. But in Tinek Shanishma. But in Pilchashkavas, he calls him Shogigim. He bring a carbon. Now both say, oh, does not bring a carbon. A tie to disaster. It's a steer between Pilchashkavas and Chos Marmim. Halavadai, Dvarav, Rakal, Stukim, Shanusim, Hem, Kifito Usam, and Ischan, Chukim, Shakaf, Mitzvasam. That's in Hilchas Marmim. Mishagol, Ben Akram, Yotan, Shogig. So it's Tukish and Eschazik, Shazoi, Mitzvoso, Hugam, Onis. I'm a Poshin, only it's Tukish. Ain o inyan shemaklim achal shabbos b'zmanem shenisgad lebeprikas ol shemvare ain amadusim. They're not. That's what he says. It's not his fault. They can't punish him chas v'shalom. He's trying to bring him back. But they give him din Yisrael for shchid liyanes in minyan eruv lechal shabbos aleihem. He says no. Unbelievable. So you want me to chichon and you want me to chal shabbos and sabbath. Is that true? Wow. Only Malas kid. He quotes Rabbi Shir. Rabbi Shir, what did Rabbi Shir say? The psulim le'edus. Even though I have to be machzor b'tshuva and you mal his kid on Shabbos. He says, he doesn't know. The Yehudim k'sheim and so on, and nikru b'tos. They could have been nikru akar k'sheim. B'chivas atzvah b'dat ha'oron is chavah l'rishon. For a wrong comes to nikru b'ksheim. Yochul le'lech ha'chorem, smash b'ach ha'rishon. Nachshavim kid mezin the kakovim t'chila. Wow, that's a on the floor. We don't pass the Gorbashim. We pass the Chazanish. There's another interesting, fascinating idea, and this way maybe even the Reform Jews, maybe we can find, it's unclear, it's a long piece he has. I want to help Reform Jews. I am open, this is the Orthodox, I am open to all Jews. Kind of like that. Maybe we can find a way, watch this. But see, Adam Apostol, Lina Nashim should be Sodom, Mamini, Bashem, Yisbaruch, Vishams. And I, you have to do a survey, maybe the Pew survey, I don't know what survey to do. I want to be melamed source that most Reformed Jews believe in God. Have there been any surveys? Go on in there. I want to know. The most Reformed Jews believe in God. I think the answer is yes, but I hope I'm not proven wrong. And they even believe in Shabbos. Do they have? They haven't gone to Sunday, the most. Chalila b'chas, the Christians went to Sunday. There's a whole story about the Sunday. You have to tell a story? No? You ever have a story about Sunday? Digress for a minute. Hope this take more than a minute to digress, but briefly. If you look in the Baruch Tam, in the back of the Yerodea, in the back of the Orachayim, Simon Tov Kufpei, but Tesh B'Tavis, he says that Chazal, an expression, we fast 3 days. Ches, Tes, and Yud. Tes, we don't know why we fast. Well, I say Ezra Sofer dies. He says, no, he found Shimon HaKalpun, Shimon Kippa died that day. Who's Shimon Kippa? Saint Peter. He was put in, he said that Krishna destroying the Jews because they're part of us and they're destroyed. You have to, only hate to get to be Merachim, then there should be a separate religion. So how are we going to do it? You have to infiltrate. Who's going to do it? I don't know. You do it. Friday the Garden. You do it. You have to promise we all have it. The problem will happen. He went and he became the Pope. And he, with the way he made it to Sunday, he changed their language and changed their everything. They did it on purpose, so they're part of the Jewish religion. Kach mesupar, whether it's true or not, I can't answer every last detail. So, you know, I still believe they're still keeping Shabbos on that Sunday. They still consider themselves Jewish. And I think I want to say most of believe in God. I believe in Shabbos as a concept. A concept. Not in terms of details. I know they're driving, they're doing everything. But the concept. Let me know what your internet says. Ach enam shomer Shabbos kalocha. Lachem mechal Shabbos v'hesio. Omen al melochas daraisa v'hesio. Binyan tzin. Hakofa b'torah. Kofa b'briya v'borei. V'zeh modai that tefillah v'kiddush. In the time of Germany, in the early, mid 19th century, they made kiddush. They believed in God. They lit candles. And then they went to work. So the Binyan Tzion, you can't say that the Chamachal Shabbos verse is unique. You know why? Because the Kofa Makadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. Not this guy. He says Zeichel. Nobody can read Hebrew. He says Zeichel the Maaseh Bereishis. He says it beferish. He says it. So he means it. So they believe in God. They believe Hashem created the world in 6 days. Nebuch, their teachers taught them that you don't have to keep any of the 39 Melachos anymore. Nowadays, that's obsolete. You know, the new world. Put on a light, the same as lighting a fire. Whatever they told him. Maaseh v'aseh v'yodeh. Tinik shenishva. Rabosai. Again, mabit. Eina me'izin ponim k'neg l'chach me'ador. Now, it's again a question that applies to Reform Jews of today. Most of them, you know. Chal ha'shaz v'zmanein nechshon k'tzat tinik shenishva. Rabbanasein rabbi ha'machal on Shabbos. Eindat ne'mezek l'chpo b'ikav ha'munasein. quotes the Maharshan, the Binyan Tzim, the Zman Hazeh, they daven, and then they go to work. They're both saying, on the Lower East Side, you have Hashkama Binyan for Shabbos, or would go to Hashkama Binyan, make Kiddush, and they go to work. By the thousands. They thought, we'll see soon. I'll show you to in the backwards way in a minute. No, but I want to show it to you in print. Why one might think there might be a heter. Exactly. The Marshak says he believes, but does he do this malach of a parnasa? He's not machal shal the faresi. We see it. He does a parnasa. He's not considered a faresi. He has no choice. The faresi parnasa. Reb Chaim Oizer has an opinion. Seeing keeps his store open on Shabbos. Came to Hurgle Bekach Rubam Kukula Lo Mashvelu Yisur. That kosher matter for us. You know. So therefore, there's no kash in the Rambam. Okay, because they believe in Shabbos. Believe in God. Nebuch. They keep it just the way they keep it. They just, maybe they just light candles and say a prayer or something like that. Okay? And the Sholem Eshe says, watch this now. Hoping the present comes excluded. Osam Anoshim Shehokol America. Written in the 19th century. Donem Osam Ketinik Shenishba and Mustafa Laminion. They were keeping Chal Shabbos. He knew that. Because they made Kiddush. They believed in Torah and Shabbos. Because they opened their store. They did business. Isn't that amazing? Tinshanish. So the question now becomes, how do our reformed brothers and sisters, how do we treat them? How do we treat them? They don't make Kiddush, probably many of them these days, they never heard of Kiddush. But many of them light candles. They light candles. If you light on Shabbos, Rachmana Litzan. If you do B'chal on Shabbos, if you light candles that cover Shabbos, you should believe in Shabbos. I want to be a Malamed Tzlus. Very much in Malamed Tzlus. Very much.
We could be doing it culturally.
No, I want to argue with you. Even something cultural, the culture reflects some inner connection to Torah, to God, something. But I need you to do the survey. So how many believe in God? Did you couldn't find it? Till tomorrow. Let me know how many believe in God.
A lot of former rabbis don't believe in God.
Could be the rabbis don't believe in God, but the Balabatim do. They're firmer than the rabbis. I'm not kidding. They didn't go to some seminary. They just from the wayside, from their parents and grandparents. Tomorrow, give me an answer. Okay.
What other Isurim, like kosher stuff,
or Shabbos is really... They don't know any better. I want to be Malamed Tzchus. Okay. So now, Rabosai, I want to show you something which is amazing. We saw Bir Alocha, we haven't opened any strong yet today. This is really bad. Open up, please, the Shin Lamed. You have to see things after a little balance here, Rabosai. Shin Lamed, Rabbi Ozai, please. Shin Lamed. Siv Zayin. Shin Lamed, Siv Zayin. It's a Chazara, but we have to see things in text. Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, Osafek ben Shiva ben Shmon. Says the Bialach on page Kufay and Beis. That the Bavan, he quotes the Bavan Avram. Well, Avram is a Sivkon Tezvah. This din, what's the din? What are we talking about over here? Ben Savi Ben Zayin, Savi Ben Ches. Toli B'Shnei Teirutzim Shulu B'Torah Zalun Aramban. Ubra. Teirutzim is the Bahag. Gam B'Vlad Kodim Mem Yom. The Maya B'Alma within 40 days. The Gemara hasn't been set the Avamas. It's just water. Nothing's formed yet. Afa pikein mechalalim koshken nola davir olam sovi de mechalalim spen zayin ben ches. But according to Ramban, second shot, that no, Rabosa, you would not give mechalal Shabbos for an ubor, only for the mother, Rabosa, then you wouldn't be mechalal Shabbos for sovi ben zayin, sovi ben ches. We saw yesterday, lo toy mechalal, even ubor lo mechalal, b'shut, you saw him at Tzuvah Lubrin. Your Shabbos on the Mashver, etc. But with Nolad? No. Once he's born, it's a Suffolk, and it's Mechal and it's Svek, it's another Hakel. Can you imagine that? He wants to be, he doesn't understand. Kivegas is Kash. What about the base mayor? Comes the base mayor and says, Rabbi Akivega, you're my good friend. What can I do? You're against the Ran. The Ran is like the Magan Avraham. Did we see the Magan Avraham itself, or we never got to it? We caught up before. Did I show the Magen Avraham saw yesterday? In Shin Lamed? Who remembers? remember? You know, I didn't show it to you? Well, let's see it now. Let's see it now. We're in Mogen Avraham. Look at that. Once we're here already, we're in Mogen Avraham right now. Shin Lamas of Kot Tetzvav. We didn't see it. Only so quoted the Gerloch. We got cut off, so I didn't see it.
Wait, the Quran?
No, different story. Sabi Mazan, Sabi Manches. Okay, watch this. Oh, the Shabbos asks, it says in Sifei, Sabi Shlohoya Lucheskas Chayim Eolam, etc. Bechal Shabbos. Why are we here not? It's no Kasha. Earlier it's Kol Eloh Chadosh, he's a 9-month child. Here it's 7 or 8. The Nirali is what we saw called a Melacha. It depends on Machlokas, the Rosh, and the Ran, and Yuma, Uba Sharicha. Iloachlam is Akla Vladim. The child's going to die. Savi Ben Kayamu, Savi Nefel. You give him food, and they bring a Raya. Ramban says it's no Raya, and then follow him. Once you're on the birthing stool, because it's considered to be born already. I'm not going to that detail right now. So you have to know what? That Kol Eloh Chadosh. Even by Yeshev Salam Mashmir. Okay? And therefore, there's a Reyesa. It didn't have proper Gorbu Sarvati Parnov. It's 7 or 8 months. Finished. That's what he says. So the Rebbe Kiveg and the Rebbe Alok jump on him. No, the Ramban talks about an Ubra, says the base man. Look inside the original. This is in the Ran. Excuse me, get out of here. Ran. Clear?
Yeah.
So I don't hit the wrong one. We're in response. I'm sorry. We're here. We've shown him. Where are we shown him? We've shown him all about it. Riffinose Caleb. Getting the hang of it. The rap. I want the rap. Sech the Yuma. Give him a little bit. I want to show it to you. The first line of this long paragraph, as you can see, says, watch this. The cost of Alachos Gedolos, we saw this once before. Isha Uba Diadina, that was in the Tzim. Yeah, you have to know. Fine, that's something. Dilo Achle Misak of Lodo, Afagav Damin and Safik Ben Kayama, Safik Nefelu, Shapir Domi, Lemetla. You still can give her food. Why is this line, what's this line doing here? What's this line doing here? Does the Heliga Beis Meir, you see from here? That whether you feed her or not may depend, you're not going to believe this, will depend on if someone killed that person in the Chayim Misa. An Uber is like a Suffolk Nefil. Look. Here's an Uber, here's Suffolk Nefil. Rabbi Kiveg and the Bailach, that's a ridiculous comparison. Uber wasn't born, this was born. Said the Basin, what about for me? The Ramban made the comparison of the Mogen Avraham. What do you want? What do you want? Asks the Beis Meir to Rabbi Kiveg. It must be, he's basing himself on the Mishnah, Nina Mem Dalit, Tinak Ben Yom Echad, Hahorgo Chayev. Ubalo! So the critical factor is around himself in the middle of this discussion is whether the guy who killed that person would be Chayim Misa. Just like you put the Misa if you kill an Uber, abortion is not a capital offense. So too, if you kill a Savik Ben Zayin, Savik Ben Ches. So therefore, the Mogen Avraham wins. The Mogen Avraham wins. So says the Beis Meir. Wow. Now, of course, the Beis Meir paskins the other way. He paskins that you would be Mechal Shabbos for an Uber or for Sofik Ben Zayin Ben Ches. Because, after all, it's V'chai Bahem. Let's take a look at the basis. A Tosfos in Nida. Watch. Can I get Tosfos straight? Are we showing it? Tosfos. Want to show the Tosfos? Important. Watch this. Watch. Ubalo, someone who is, kills an Uba is not a capital offense. That's how Tosus begins. It's the first half of the Tosus. I have to go to links. Oh, come on. What was wrong with this? No. Skip past this. Okay. Amay Mechal, let's say Shabbos. If you're not going to kill the person, the baby, if you're not going to kill someone who killed the baby, abortion, do I Mechal Shabbos to save the child? P.A. Shloma, look at this now. The Mikol Mekol Mishim Bikuach Nevesh Mechal, let's say Shabbos. I forgot to put the Largo. It's no stira. Butter Largo, did I say? Butter? It's one of the most famous fights in history. Butter, you're allowed to do an abortion? To the test. Not an abortion. What is this? USA? Turns out the Americans? What? Abortion on demand? That's what it sounds like. So they say it's a tall soap, it should be put. I don't believe it. I think it's not a tall soap. I think it's a correct use of, but I can't go through it right now. I'm telling you, it shouldn't look like a wrong impression. Abortion is an Eastern Dorais. Here it's put there for a different reason. Can't go through the reason now because of it. The mother died already. The ghost says, be the other. Hahargo Potter, because we're all ghosts in the Misa. Nonetheless, Michal is a Shabbos. Right? So don't tell me this linkage. Because one day, the Rebbe's mayor is saying, you're right. The Mogan of Rome is correct. And according to one opinion, Shkil Shabbos and capital punishment for the son who kills him go together. So you don't pass that opinion. But the Mogen Avraham is right and make it dependent upon these two opinions. Ad kan beis meir. This is the Bekivega Rabbi, a dear friend, completely wrong. You know why? You have to distinguish me somewhere with an intrinsic exemption from a capital offense, such as a fetus, and a question of doubt. Doubt, the ghost is doubtful, the Sabbath Mazam is not Ches is doubtful, but if we knew it was the Bar Kayama, then you would be Chayav Misa. Therefore, in Machal Shabbos, as opposed to an Uber. Uber, that's what he says. Says the base mayor, no. The first line of the round we saw is a riot to the Mogen Avraham. I'd kind of dispute. Fine. I want to show you did I ever show the Chasam Sofer yesterday? Did I succeed? I don't think so. I want to show that somebody got cut off.
Keep that. The
idea we saw. Not Chosin Mishpah. That's what I want to show. That's that way we're on a roll, we're both saying this. Let's say Beliah. Can we say Beliah and Hara? Did I say that? Beliah and Hara? Beliah and Hara. Is what I couldn't do yesterday. Choshen Mishpah. Was it Hashmata? Right. Thank you for reminding me. We tried yesterday. It didn't work. Okay. Today's another day. Uh-oh. There's some reason why Chasam Sofer sometimes has any against it. We just went off again?
I can get it to
you. No, we're off completely?
It's a
Chodesh. I don't know. He's a joke. He said Chodesh when I told you, he was against the internet, so one thing I won't show Shumas Chasam Sofer. That's not real. Is this not working?
It's turning.
Well, now it's going to work?
Maybe.
I tell you, it's allergic to Chasam Sofer. So I can't show it to you again? It's ridiculous. Okay. I give up. I have to read it to you now. There's a limit to what I can do. The Lashon Chasam Sofer is quote: "V'yomru Dovo Shal Akum Kal Beinenu Lo Yikablu Teretz Dmitri Shabbos Avodah Chavav V'Agemarak Shal Hayashchichi Taruvis Yisrael V'Goyim." As Tosh says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Dav Tezvav, and the Rosh in Avodah Zarah Siman Aleph, And then he quotes what we saw yesterday, the Trumas HaDeshen, Agos Ashri, the Rambos Shinamadalats of Chavav. That's what he quotes. Okay, it's one that I want to show you, I can't show it to you. Let's go to a Gemara. We don't have a Gemara today. A Gemara, Rabosai. Laman Amad Beis. Roman HaShemayim with the Gemara. Now we'll see Gemara right away. Laman Amad Beis, an interesting Gemara. Laman Amad Beis, Rabosai. Laman Amad Beis. What does the Gemara say in Laman Amad Beis? An incredible Gemara. It's a whole blot. The whole blot of Osai, Mamish. Starts discussing the question of lighting a candle, a Shabbos, a whole long blot Gemara. End of the long blot, the Gemara says over here as follows. Laman Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us about the 12th line. Ner kuyon ner v'nishmas v'shalom kuyon ner. Mutav tikab and ner shabos v'dam. Blow out a candle. And then ner shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let it blow out a candle in order to protect, to save your life. Says Rashi. First wide line. Mutav tikab and ner. Lam mehoch yol of chil Shabbos. Come on. The pikuach nevesh nafkali v'chaimem v'losh yamas ben el ha'tima and ha'dama be'agoda moshechah is a lev v'bon l'shuad rosh and nosh and amarot and there's don't take it more literally. No. However, Rabbi Osai, not everyone agrees to that. We only have one sefer we know we have. Let's just get it before we lose it. So if it's get loses, it's a lifeline. Shoo. Okay. You talk about the famous Magad Mishnah. Right? The Magad Mishnah is called Tzorech Echol and Asim B'Shabbos. Rai Gedol in Shabbos. Ma L'Chabbos Aner L'Chosh V'Sakona. After the Rikas, he gave his drasha. What do you mean? B'chaimem. So Rashi asked, right? What was the Shaila? Rashi's kasha. Doesn't ask what the most Shaila was. Kibriyat ner mechol eliolam eimba vishum sakona. V'lo yistakin elo yichabu. I'm not going to die. Eliyeshu vishum asiyas tzorach vishum cholav yishum daito. Kish yuchal yishum nahavri. You can't call b'chaimem. They said mutav tikaber. Kokach mol avrosu shel achole b'meheir lo tzi mikhal sakana. And therefore it's better than he should. Who says this? The base mayor. It's true. Shin chav ches. The base mayor says this the kudas. End of Sif Yizayin. Wow. This is the source for kol tzorachov rabosai. It's from the Rambam. B'chavenes aner. That is kol tzorachov. The Rambam. He puts in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Kol Tzorachov, V'chavenes Aner. Ain't that dvar? I like that. Ain't that dvar? Then he says to look at a Ber Halacha in Bishvil Sheisha. I have to find this. I couldn't find it in this siman. You want to look? Did I miss it in that siman? It's a typo again. The problem is tomorrow I have typos. You can't find what you're really looking for. You want to find this prayer looking for me? I was looking at a lot of Vibish Vilshayisha. I couldn't find it. Is it a Rashman test? I don't think it's there. It's a mystery. But let's see what it says, and then maybe we'll find it later on. L'chaboso asaner, sheyoshi demafriya lo as perhavroso, v'zeo mehach dina d'oslo kol tzerochov. He does no sakana, kol tzal avroso. That's shinchav ches, that we did see. Avroso shari. That's a steer in the Ramban and the Mechaber from Shabbos Yom Kippur. If Shabbos is Kachol, so why Yom Kippur have to give Pachas Mikashir? No! No, Rabosai. If you can survive less than the Shir, Yom Kippur was never Nidche. But over here on Shabbos, it was Nidche. Once it's Nidche, you can do Kol Tzarachov, Rabosai. It's an important thing I'm not going to find. Is there some kind of an index of all the Be'alachas and all of the Shabbos? With the Ramasa? He gives you the Ramas. I just couldn't find. If you find it, you let me know where it is. Rabosa, let's go for it. I had to share a lot of lamaisa. Stitches. Who in this room has ever been stitched up on anything? Who has been stitched up on Shabbos? No one in this room. Okay. It's a very serious question. Can you do stitches on Shabbos? The post can say yes. Why? Sakonis nefoshis. I can wait for that to Shabbos sometimes, not always. Okay, the risk of infection. Fine. Ain't sorech lemarit betfiris, afal pi shemarit betfiris mishem noi, shlo yishor tzalek, I shouldn't leave a scar. We learned Topher, if you remember, a long time ago, we mentioned this. I want to show you how he explains it. Watch this. Why? Chol shesh v'sakona, also kol tzarochav. Ain't tzarach lahafsik atipul b'emtza hov and didn't the Shabbos idochas etzlo. We already said about it. Lord lavroso, you make him. It's here for sure. It's hemshir atipul atzlo. Ain't tzarach lahafsik b'emtza l'chulei amashari. Wait a minute, not so fast. The Magen Mishnah is not the kol tzarachov. That's lavroso to make him healthier. Here, no more sakana. To make him pretty? Can we be more frank? To make her pretty? That's when is that lavroso? So maybe why should he continue to stitch? So he brings a raya from Mila Rabosai. What does Mar say? Mila goes back to Pirish calls out Tzitz and Chenim Akner. And the Gra compares Mila to Pekuach Nevesh. And also Rashash Nivu Pei Gimel, who's Mekel Tuva. We'll get to that later on. We have to get that. I think it's Pei Dalam and Beis if you want to look it up. Amazing Rashash. Not everyone agrees with the Rashash. As we shall see. And the Rebbe Chanan says that Tzitz and Shenem Akim is a svara for Pekuach Nefesh v'Kol Tzarach. Hutra, the famous Hutra story. So therefore we pass from Chuyi, he says, no comparison. But the Gra says it's considered to be the same. That's a whole long discussion. But then he says, quotes Rebbe Chanan and Mincha Shlomo, the Magen Mishnah Mut Alas Tzvarim, she'ein b'mniyos and sakona, gam k'sheyotz v'michlal sakona b'mila. So you can go back to the tzitzit and go back for the stitches. Tamua, what's going on with Mila? Shabbos is nitzchel on Mila, and now, namakim, it's part of the mitzvah. He the mitzvah, kelev anveyu. But here, nigbra mitzvah, mashayev kan mitzvah, hotu natal of masechot, kam lachtoch v'sakan ha-mila, dovim en ha-mechubar. What's it? The Mila cut up a banana from the tree. What are you, crazy? This is the same thing over here. What's going on? So he wants it, Tzorach can go. Then he says, you know, they're right. Let's look at the Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. An amazing Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. He thinks, initially, only the unique to my Mila. Why? All part of Mitzvah's Mila. He says, no, it's not true. We're holding today Beis Nisan Rebosai. Baruch Hashem. Once we get to Nisan, it's told by Korban Pesach. It's here. Korban Pesach found its way into Shabbos, Kuf Lamed, Gimel Lamed Beis. Give a look, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Lamed, Gimel Lamed Beis. What do you find over here? First wide line. Arbaos shechalios b'Shabbos mafshid apesach arachozer. Just do the minimum possibility of flaying. That's it. No more. Here, Rabbi Shmuel. Chamamim mafshitin eskulo. Mafshitin eskulo. Why? To get the Imurim out enough out of Chaza. So the Gemara explains, why should it be so? Why should it be so? What right do you have to do this? He quotes the Gemara. I don't see any Gemara saying anything over here that he quotes. Unless you can find it. Perhaps the quotation that he thinks is over here is really elsewhere. Well, let's see, maybe just a slight misquote. What's Pshat the Chachamim? Look at the Gemara. Doesn't go into the details over here in the Gemara. Maybe he means the Gemara elsewhere. He's quoting a whole sugya, which is not here. What does he say? He says, look, Kol Paul Hashem Lemaneu, Sheyukosha Shemayim Mutolak in the Veil. That cannot be. You have to do a neat job when you're flaying it. I don't see it here in Adaf. Perhaps we'll show it to you elsewhere. So to a chole, chai bohem. Yeah. Beyond that, should have a scar, noi, kol pol Hashem lemanei. How do you like that? Where? Shabbos daf nunamid beis. Take a look. I don't believe I have a simple Shabbos here. Look what he calls in Shabbos nunamid beis. An amazing Gemara. Shabbos daf nunamid beis. Gemara says, "Rochet Adam pon of Yada Baragla b'choyom b'shul kono b'shul shenemar kol Paul Hashem lemaneu." I hope you fulfilled it. I'm not sure about the ragla b'choyom, but that they don't have the same dirt and we wear shoes in the desert. But certainly, I hope everyone in this room washes his hands and face every day. I sure hope so. Kol Paul Hashem lemaneu. That same pasuk he quotes over here. Now maybe. Just maybe, the pasuk is found not in Masechet Shabbos, which is what we have over here. Maybe it's found in Masechet. One second. Quotes it a few places. Going wild goose chases over here. Here it is. It's Kuf Tezayin Mebeis. You see, you skipped a step. Kuf Tezayin Mebeis. Quotes the same Achlokas HaTanoim. What's the Pshat Rabbona? Kol Paul Hashem Lemaneu. So you coach the Shemayim Mutolim B'Bidikin Avela. Kuf Tezayin Mebeis. So you see, why should you be able to do that? That's not part of the Avoda. It's an extension. So making somebody look nice. If you're going to wash your faces, look nice. Kavachomish and have a scar looks nice. So therefore, you can finish the stitches. Kol Paul Hashem Lemaneu. There's no more sakana. Leonidas died there. Both said this whole thing is unnecessary. Any plastic surgeons here, or future plastic surgeons? I don't know if that field. The pshat is like this, if I have it correctly. Not the pshat. You do 5 stitches, and to make it nice, so you have to do 10. You do 5 more afterwards. No. How tight are the stitches? That's the question. If you do them loose, it'll solve the problem of infection. It'll leave a scar. You do 10 tight stitches, so it won't be a scar. You can't do, well, do five more. From the very beginning, you're stitching more. So it's not as if it's a later. Right? His whole problem was, Rabbanishi, he's out of sakana already. It's not going to do more stitches. No. You'll need all 10 stitches to get out of sakana just to do more stitches than you did in the first place. Cain, Nira, fine. Now we come to both of another very important matter. That's Urban Tukla Mishnah Brura, Simon Shin Lamed, Sivkotan Aleph. This is critical. Shin Lamed, both of giving Klolim over here. Sivkotan Aleph. Shin Lamed, Sivkotan Aleph. Shalan is all about your letters. You'll see, it's what's relevant to your letters is relevant to other cases as well. Yoledes, Chosh, Pesachana, U'mechal, Es HaShabbos, Avada, Chomash, Etzricha. Mishnah Berurah Aleph. L'chem en aroi. Isha. Shetigia l'chodesh chi. L'hazim b'chol erev Shabbos k'ol adroma n'estrochelo. V'shemi yizdam l'edosa b'shabbos. V'tistah l'chal Shabbos. Who said so? Sefer Chassidim. Rabbo says Sefer Chassidim is Chassidus. L'fnim ishiras hadin. Now, it's only minaroi, Rabosai. It's minaroi. You don't need it. You don't need it. Now, it's true. It's a chasam sofer. Uh-oh. Should we try one more time? It's gone? It's still here. It's just for the fun of it. Not working?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's the only answer, but if you're there, they'll allow. No? No chance? The Chasam Sofer writes in Yerodea, I'll give it a Maramokim. Simon Shin Lamed Ches, end of the Masal Gam, Mitzuvim. Oh, let's go back. Everyone have to see the secondary source. I'm sorry. I like to get primary sources. Can't do it. Onus. Watch. He calls Sefer Chassidim. And he talks about Nida Lamed Ches and the Beis. They should try to avoid that their wives have to give birth on Shabbos. And the Alter Rebbe says, Tov Lizar. Or Chashulchan calls it Midas Chassidus. That's what Rabbi Yashiv writes as well. Mishas Chassidim. You're not required to leave your house if the Chashash to give birth. For every woman, can you imagine? Every 9th month woman is camp out in Shari Tzedek. It's impossible. Can't be. Shlomo Zalman says, she's not required to be around the corner of Meshach. She'll stand by the gun. She lives in Bet Shemesh. Go to by the gun. You'll find a house. Did we never? No, not Machuyiv to the Eden. Not Machuyiv. Not me giving it. Okay. I, the Chazanish, told ladies to go close to the hospital. Nah, it's not Medina. Torah Rabbi shouldn't have to do. Fine. That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. Aye, Rabosai is a chasam sofer. What does chasam sofer say? If she started her labor pains, chayeves midina to go before Shabbos to the hospital. That's what the chasam sofer says. Mitzuvim lehochem erev Shabbos kolacholos leyoledes lecholos avimila tzalachan Shabbos. Sheesh b'fad lecholos avbar shenitz tzalachal lov Shabbos. Tchuyi. Suffolk Shemit Taylor Bishabas and Lana Chiyuva. No. That's it. Rav Shlomo Zalman is the same thing. Chasam Sofer is a shot. Chashash, you'll get sick tomorrow. Maybe she'll birth on Shabbos. No. Ain't Chayav Medina Locha Shishtana Bishabas Yitzorech. That's it. You're not Machuyev, Rabosai. If it's for sure, then you are Machuyev. That being the case, Rabosai, what if you're a doctor? Here's the problem with a doctor, boss. A doctor. Let's take a look at about a doctor. Any pre-meds over here? You did this all for the pre-meds. Some are not here, some are not pre-meds anymore. Okay, we won't go into this personal stuff now. But still, it's important to know. No. Oh, no. Even this is not working. Oh. Rofe sheyodea sheyavod b'shabes. Can I prepare everything in advance? Chayav lavo me'erev Shabbos liyad beis hacholim. If you don't have to work on Shabbos, you have to come to the hospital before Shabbos. Zvada. 6. Sefer Chassidim is talking about Sofek. That's not Medina. But you have to come Medina, not to travel on Shabbos. Who says so? Rav Moshe. Can we get Rav Moshe? That's also out. Is this the chasam?
You can get that on Hebrew books.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. We'll get, remind me tomorrow. Please remind me, write, make a note. Rav Moshe Aleph Kuf Lamed Aleph. I have to cost you money, too bad. Tchuyim. So Rav Yashim says. Can't help it. Ad Chomesh. More than that, perhaps not. Fine. Don't do it, Tchuyim versus Hutra. You have to do it. What should he write? Av shenoch lo lios the b'nei beis on the kayim imor on a Shabbos. Come on, Rabbi. I can't be home any Friday night because I have to work the Shabbos morning in the hospital. Yup. You can have your challah roll with your turkey roll sandwich, with your gefilte fish, with your Coca-Cola. You can have it. And now these days with the big challah rolls, hot cholent, everything you want in the hospital. Yeah, really. Thanks to Satma Chassina primarily, and those who will learn from them. Every hospital I know about, everyone has a, right, just about, has a big challah roll. Yeah, no problem. You want to be family? Sorry, Charlie. Avshenim b'nei beisam. Gam erev Shabbos and einam tzumet b'oneg. Mihash the mitzvah lindog shal nishal Shabbos ayodom. What's the chasam sofer? Finished. Eat of his hutra. Kol zeh kshevadai nishal Shabbos ayodom. Below b'sofeg, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Osai. So if you're going to be on Shabbos, it says you have a ferish, yeah, you can now travel to the hospital on Shabbos, if you don't have to go for sure. You're just not allowed. Okay. Fine. Let's go back a little bit. We saw about Shinu. Let's open up to the Mishnah Brura. Simon Shin, Chav, Ches, Sif, Yud, Beitz. One more time. We keep chasing these important yisodes. Shin, Chav, Ches, Sif, Yud, Beitz. Rabbi writes, "In Ev Shalat." Let's take it from the beginning. Shemachal and Mechab Shabbos al Cholah Shesh Basakana. Right. So you do it to Gadol. The Yesh Omrin. In Ev Shor Lasos Lo Dichu Yvol Icha Ede Shinoi Oste Shine. And Shlas Le Yehi Yehudi Lo Icha Klal Oste Yehudi. Chei Noagim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Lamed Zayin, it's not Amenik Masikin. We should do it to a Jew, not to a Goy. What about Shinu? Okay, what does it say? Shinu, you should do it. Afilu Misachar Adav Miat. Who said so? Where'd that come from? Misachar Miat? Where did it say it? Has to be a source for it, Rabbi Osai. Where did it say Misachar Miat? Look at Mr. Brewer, Sukkot Lamine. Kokama the Nuchalas Bethel Shaka Devnas Visa, Venira Duadin, Mai the Yashini Misaka Dava Maat, Rak the Ain Holy Bowl, Nami Misaka Maat, the last of the Shinui, only the Rabbonon, Frek the from Shlomo Zalman, the Ramorite below Icha Klal. Chui said it by a Goy, the Pasha Chu by Shinui also. That's his Kash. No, he says it should be. As long as Bechol, you don't care about an Ikum Mod Bezeh, no Tzvah, Shabbos should be more strict than two. Today's Wednesday. If on Wednesday you're not such a big rush, you're doing a big rush on Shabbos, wait a little bit. Finished. Where do you get it from? Ramon, Yeredeya, Enes Sim and Kuf Nun Hey. He's the Shuvah Sarajba. The famous. We should look inside, right? Can we look this? We can get. Let's get Shulchan Aruch. Always look to see things inside. Shulchan Aruch. Yoridea. Kufa Hey. Close the window. I'm gone. Can't do it.
I don't think it's working.
Okay, forget it. It says it there. You look it up yourself. Maybe tomorrow we'll look it up too. And if Kufnay says that you can wait a little bit, you should wait a little bit. That's the source for both sides. That is the source. Based on the Rashi. Fine. Now we come to Siv Dalid. This is very, very important. Shin Chavche Siv Dalid. Avok sheyodim umakirish but also choli shemamtit it'll wait ve'en tzarachilu also the chalal olav af api shimaka shel cholo. Wow. Says the Bir Alocha, Rabbo Sai, Shemamtin, told the bottom of the page, Vahechi de Goneach Milibo Shumasukha, Varofim Omu Sharufu, also he should yish the Cholab Cholyon, also the Chal Shabbos, Visa Daraisa, Bishozeh. The Nei de Masukha, the Mulimo Yishtoli Olam, Omna Malkot Pome de Masukha, Bishop Amagas, wait till tomorrow. Who said so? I can only show you one thing, I think. A Ramban in the Mechatz. The other stuff I don't think I can show you now. Because I can I get it? What's the hold of this gospel? Let's just stick to what we have in front of us because we waste too much time otherwise. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Ramban is page Samach Aleph or Kuf Ayin. It depends which version you have. In my edition, it's page Kuf Ayin. Old one is in Samach Aleph. It's the very end of the piece. The Ramban. So that's Omar HaKosev. And towards the very end, he says as follows. Vagoneach. Af al pi she'ein bo sakono. Im lo yishteh hayom. So how can you do it? Mistakenu le'itim rechokim. What an unusual phrase. Itim rechokim. Itim rechokim. What does that mean? So he wanted to say Pshara Bosai, that even though there's a possibility of Sakana, it's so rare that it doesn't count. Right now there's no Sakana. The chance of having the future are very, very rare. It does not count. Not count as a Sakana at all. Zero. He quotes sources, but I'm not sure if I can share the sources. I can't get it down. It's cooked. Nothing. No, exactly. I can't get it. Again. So tomorrow I have to see them in these sources inside. That's what he says, the Chiddush Nifla Menorah. What's the source I can show you? Look in Rashi, Samach Mem Hayam and Alf. That I can't show you. Rashi Mem Hayam and Alf. Rashi Mem Hayam and Alf. What does it say here? On both sides, give a look. Fascinating, Charlotte. Got a Tchadik a little. And then the goyim are coming to kill him if they see it's lit. Says the Gemara, Kedai Rab Shimon, Lismach Rab Shas Atzchak. Okay, ancient Laguf or whatever Rab Shimon. Not going to all the details right now. Says Rashi, Shas Atzchak, Sakona, Alma Shol Shas Atzchak also. Sakona. Wait a minute. The Sakona. Who is Rab Shimon? Bikuach Nefesh. Answer is, some sakonas are too remote. We don't count them. We don't count it. Right now, there's nothing here. We can't worry about anything. It's going to be too remote. Too remote. Okay. Too remote. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Aleph. Watch this now. Seems to contradict Sif Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Chol HaShesh Bo Sakonah. Shamdu b'yom Shabbos shetzorach lasla refuah v'yidu hashish b'lechas chilu Shabbos shmona yomim. It's an 8-day course. Ein omrim namten ad alayla v'nintzit shalim l'chal alam el Shabbos haratz. Eliyas v'miyad af al pi shem b'chal shtei Shabbosos. Yidu v'miyad. Nu. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodan Lamed Beis. Ein stira mizel on el sof siv dalit. If you know for a fact, you can wait until tonight, no ill effect, you should wait. But if you're not sure, then you cannot wait. That's the Mishnah Berurah's answer. The Prichodesh says no. Sivdal is Chola She'en Bo Sakon. Yesh Bo Sakona, you never wait. Hutra, like a Voda B'Shabbos. You do whatever has to be done, as we saw earlier. That's the Prichodesh unique opinion. Oh. Fine. Keep this in mind, both sides. Let's go back to where we came from. I want to show you some good things here. He quotes his Ramban. Luchach mizachir ish gadol. Kol shenem mistakan mistukan hayom. Afal tad rachel hu mesukin lo chashev sakana. Quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Beis Yosef. I have trouble believing any of this. Rabbi Kivega, it's true, calls it istafel shel sakana. I'm still not makabel. I told you already yesterday. The Binyan Tzion said it sounds something similar. I think if you do it on Wednesday, you do it on Shabbos. And I'll try to prove it to you as we go. But since we have no other sources, let me just see if I'll show you a few more things. On both sides, let's take a look over here. Let's take a look at the following shalom. What happens if you have a rofe chiloni? He wants money. So he wants money. So what? So who cares? He wants money. Shlomo Zalman is an incredible thing. If a rofe mechav on the betz hakesef, he wants to be paid. Af a pisha osa mitzvah. He's a skav of the besar chazir. All the other besar tle. Torah kapara. And his lift na'iver. Those kiddush namid betz. And here it's worse. It's real chil Shabbos. The tochem and a nipches aleim kavanos la'atzav ol l'tashma. End quote of Shlomo Zalman. All of a sudden he becomes the biggest machmer in the world. We know him as to be a big maker. He doesn't understand. Who cares about money? But he should study the money. He wants to save the patient. There's no psar chazir over here. Otto or Rofim is kavan nisa malacha. He wants to save the patient. Yes, he wants to be paid. So what? But the malacha itself is no psar chazir. Kesel needs to study. At the end, he says, maybe there's going to be Chilul Shabbos mamish. What does that mean, mamish? In a situation in which he has the wrong kavana. It's against the Gemara Yuma Peidalim and Beis. That Gemara Yuma Peidalim, I believe, maybe he's been quoted. Is it quoted here in the Rif? I don't even remember. But it's in Shulchan Aruch. Hamatzil Afal Gam Shulam Mechav and the Mitpash Shipi. Etz and the honest and malacha atzma mutter koshkein shiros kalanavis dodes mi meno. Take a look at both sides. See where this is. Where's this? See, what's this? Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. It's called in Shulchan Aruch on both sides. Shin chav ches sif yud gimel kol azoriz chal shabbos v'dav shabbos chal azoriz meshubuch afilu metaken ivo davar acher pish b'tzud lehalas hatinik shenavu lenor. But sorry, the Yimol Dogim, the Chol Kol Kayotze Bezeh, explains, the attack in the Madrega, in Mishnah Berurah of Kol Lamed Ches. So, he has an ulterior motive, it doesn't matter. Well, he wants to save someone's life, the ulterior motive should not bother us at all. He doesn't understand it at all. Doesn't understand how Rav Shlomo Zalman. Doesn't understand it. Only one thing, Shlomo Zalman quoted a Beis HaLevi. I have it. I didn't bring it in. I thought I saw it on the screen. It's a Beis HaLevi in Parshas Shmos. We're almost by Pesach. Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael v'yed Elokim. That's how the pasuk goes. Something like that. What v'yed Elokim? So Beis HaLevi calls from Chazal. He knew that they only do what they're doing different things because they're anus. What does that mean? Beis HaLevi explains. Had they done it anyway, there's no Taranus. Guy wants to get a Big Mac. Go to his friend, do me a favor, take a gun, hold it to my hand, and say, eat a Big Mac or else. Is he pumped? No! He wants to eat the Big Mac. So Shlomo Zalman is saying over here too, there's no head to Pikuach Nefesh if you do things for money anyway. This doctor would work for money even if it weren't Pikuach Nefesh. Doc, come in. Why? Is it urgent? No. Okay, I'll come in and get paid. He was going to pay anyway. That's Shlomo Zalman's comparison. We assume it's not a good comparison at all. Why? The Beis HaLevi said it by an anus. The guy's going to hold a gun to your head. It's only going to pat you if you wouldn't have done it otherwise. But for Pikuach Nefesh, totally different. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Come on, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. We shouldn't even discuss any issues other than the mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So, my last point for today, about opening the stores on Shabbos. We have a chance to share one more thing and then we'll stop. People came to the Lower East Side of Mechal Shabbos of Parnassah. They said, it's ridiculous, right? I want to show it to you in print. Watch this. We're discussing about the that group that keeps the shmir out of the shul. You thought of what we would use?
Crazy.
What's this? Quote the Chazal in Olos. Hakol toli im amikrim lo osit she'en lem zecher behove vasilas rechokos, and it's nothing. Oshin mitzuyin lava b'kamaka mahaleches. He quotes an amazing letter, the Chazal Ish. Going down to a miklat, when there's a war. Is it? Don't do a daraisa. Right now there's none of fashas. Bold. Av she'enochot b'kuach nefshach. Harov. B'dvarim rechokim harim b'kuach nefesh. Ain't done it because nevish. But the Vatolis be me as a bitochen, but Machme Bekan and Mokan the other. Golden in her roller rabbin, the Estoras, can then be nevish. But Tom Zahiris is there behead the because nevish, but Vramish and Bilnevish, but Venetian and Eleven Osset. Watch this. In Bono la Hafriz Alamida, Yiftuchu Kola Hanuos Bishabis, like in the Lower East Side, Bitanis Hefsen Kola Parnasa. If I lose all my store on Shabbos, who's that Parnasa? That's insane. But that's the reductio ad absurdum that you said yet before, that had the lower side. So I'm listening to the moment. I want to show you inside of the text. I just brought, I said before, this is the actual set.
What are we reading right now?
This is a the Hilchos Shabbos quoting from a letter of the Chazon Ish. I don't have all of his letters, but this is what he says. That's why I'm very much upset at that organization. I don't like it. Now, Is there a converse? If you're not worried about it, then it's not pikuach nefesh. Maybe if you are worried about it, it is. Tomorrow, I want to show you the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa some of these important and young. Okay, we'll stop here.